On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us. It's pretty chilly this morning. How chilly did it get across the Midwest?
In terms of this morning's minimum temperatures, there were pockets that dropped down to, right to around freezing in areas of the in central and even southern areas of Illinois, and we saw that adjacent areas of Indiana and Iowa as well. So a few pockets did report some frost and a few freezes, but it was still far from any kind of widespread freeze this morning. And going forward now, this morning was the coldest morning as temperatures now are beginning to warm up. And this is starting the stretch of what looks to be a lack of freezing temperatures upcoming, at least over the next couple of weeks in the Midwest.
Yeah, so our temperatures are going to build what, into the 80s, at least here by the weekend?
It looks like that. Yeah, temperatures are climbing to well above normal levels. And for this upcoming weekend, the early part of next week, yeah, highs in the 70s and 80s across much of the Midwest, and you know, little, return of summer-like temperatures before then a little bit of a cool down in the middle of next week, but still staying warmer than normal.
Yeah, and lots of sunshine through the same period, so harvesting should continue without interruption.
Absolutely. The warmth will be accompanied by a drier than normal pattern, which has been in place much of the past few weeks. So, yeah, that's going to equate to very ideal harvest weather throughout the middle or even looking out into the latter portion of October as well.
Does that drier than normal pattern persist into the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the nation?
Yeah, Todd, it certainly does. And that is an area that still needs to be watched pretty closely. If it wasn't for a major rain event, actually due to tropical moisture coming in back about a month ago or in the middle part of September, then it would have been even, it would have been really dry there. And one of the driest late summer, fall, and early fall periods here for the Plains hard red winter wheat belt. So, but since that event, back a few weeks ago, they've turned dry, are going to stay on the dry side, and actually be quite warm as well.
And then on the flip side of this, we still have a very active tropical storm set of systems in the Gulf and in the Atlantic.
Yeah, we're currently tracking two systems right now. We have Tropical Storm Gamma just north of the Yucatan Peninsula in the southern Gulf of Mexico, and then also Tropical Storm Delta in the Northwest Caribbean. For U.S. agriculture interests, the main item is actually not Gamma, but is Delta. Delta will be tracking into the Gulf of Mexico in the middle of this week, will continue to strengthen and will likely become a hurricane, eventually making landfall on the northern Gulf Coast, kind of in and around Louisiana or southeast Louisiana or even Mississippi, Alabama coming up on Friday or later on this week. So with that expected forecast here, certainly some impacts to the Port of New Orleans needs to be watched for potential shut-ins here or closures of the port, and then also a heavy rainfall along with some wind in areas of the southern delta, and then even on into the southeast for some halting of harvest progress across those areas.
Tropical Storm Gamma, that's the seventh named storm in the second set of potential names. It seems like that's got to be a record pace and record number of storms. Is that the case?
Yeah, we're certainly setting more records here in terms of tropical activity. And really the last time that we reached the only time in history that we that here in the U.S. in the Atlantic basin reached the Greek alphabet, that was back in 2005. Now, 2005 also had a Gamma and a Delta. But this year, those storms have formed much earlier, about 3 to 4 weeks earlier than what occurred back 15 years ago. So very noteworthy here.
As the home of the Greek system in the United States for universities, I'm glad we get to put those letters to use. All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. Thanks for having me.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.